Our first scripture reading comes from the book of Genesis, found on
page one.
Oh, there it goes. Okay, page one, verses 1 through 2. No, Genesis 1, paragraphs 1 and 2. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was formless, with void and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And the second reading is 2 Corinthians chapter 13, we have too many pages here. Oh, good. Chapter 13, verses 11 through 13, found on page 186 of the New Testament, located at the back of the Bible. "Finally, brothers and sisters, farewell. Put things in order. Listen to my appeal. Agree with one another. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints will greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of Holy Spirit be with all of you."
That was chapter 2, 4a.
Okay.
So I'm going to read the rest of that because I refer to it. "Then God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, 'Let there be a dome in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters.' So God made the dome, and separated the waters that were under the dome from the waters that were above the dome. And it was so. God called the dome sky, and there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, 'Let the waters under the sky be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear.' And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, 'Let the earth put forth vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees of every kind on earth, that bear fruit with seed in it.' And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding the seeds of every kind, and trees of every kind bearing fruit with seed in it. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And God said, 'Let there be lights in the dome of the sky to separate the day from the night. Let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be lights in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth.' And it was so. God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars. God set them in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, 'Let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the dome of the sky.' So God created the great sea monsters and every living creature that moves of every kind with which the waters swarm, and every winged bird of every kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them, saying, 'Be fruitful and multiply, fill the waters in the seas, and let the birds multiply on the earth.' And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind, cattle and creeping things and wild animals of the earth of every kind. And it was so. And God made the wild animals of the earth of every kind, and the cattle of every kind, and everything that creeps upon the ground of every kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth. Over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. God said, see, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. And there was morning, there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the multitudes and on the seventh day, God finished the work that he had done. He rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all the work that he had done in creation. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created. And then, from the gospel according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 to 20. This is the very end of the Gospel of Matthew. You find it on page 34 of the New Testament. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee. To the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him. But some doubted it. And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.